It's time for Crop Talk, local issues that area growers and producers are talking about. Crop Talk is brought to you by Halderman Real Estate and Farm Management Services and Harmeyer Auction and Appraisal Company. And now, the Farm Doctor, John Williams.
Good morning. Welcome to today's show. Today, once again, I'm with Casey Bruns of Cardinal Ethanol. And Casey, you're relatively new to the program, not relatively new to Cardinal, but and the last time when we talked about a month, 6 weeks ago, you know, you're the commodities manager at Cardinal. And for those that really don't know what that means, can you just briefly describe maybe some of your job description at Cardinal?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, every day is always a little bit different here, or seems to be. But for the most part, you know, we originate 43 to 45 million bushels of corn every year. So I oversee all the grain buying on that end of it, as well as the soybean buying and soybean merchandising, or the sales side. Then on top of that, you know, I oversee the scales and make sure they are operating, and, you know, customer service and being a main focus, and then coordinate with the operation side. I don't oversee them, but we coordinate on everything we do to make sure everything logistically flows and whatnot. Then we have CHS, who markets our DDGs, and Murex, who markets our ethanol, that I maintain that relationship and talk to them daily and weekly to make sure everything's flowing there, as well as I handle all the corn oil side as well.
So
that's one of our newer co-products, or new, you know, not the original co-products that we added to increase revenue for our shareholders. So it's been a good scenario.
Sounds like your plate's pretty full then.
Some days, yeah. Some days, you know, when things flow well and things work like you want, everything's good. But some days can be a little more hectic, that's for sure.
Well, Casey, I guess we'll get to talking about what everybody's really wanting to hear. Certainly been an interesting year, and continues to be. Tell us a little bit about the pricing maybe that's happened since you and I last talked. It's kind of up and down. And you know, is the market trying to find some direction, or trying to find some reason to go up or down? I mean, it's kind of been, you know, don't get me wrong, markets are good, but they're not doing much either, you know, pro or con. And are they, you know, just looking for something to happen?
I would say so. And a lot of that's been on the export side. We had a lot of exports earlier, and China came in and put a lot of new crop bushels on, and they've been kind of pretty quiet here lately. You know, they've been hitting up other markets. There's some other, you know, Argentina or Brazil's buying Argentina corn. There's a lot of other things happening in the world that we're not being part of. And some of that was probably because, you know, our dollar got stronger, and that puts our exports prices higher value in the world. And then some of it's just our general price of commodities or availability. You know, since the last time we talked, if you actually look at the chart, it's been pretty flat. It's a lot of sideways. We've had some lower days. You know, we had that gap from the June 30th report. A couple days after, I should say, we rallied up and then fell back down. The market, in my opinion, still needs or wants to fill that gap. It's just one of those things that you just constantly have to have new information and new news to keep feeding a bull market, and we haven't seen that lately. You know, weather, every now and then you'll get these weather markets. They'll be, you know, oh, hotter and drier in the west, and the next day it's, oh, now it's a little bit cooler, now there's rain in the forecast, and you see it pressure down, and then it gets removed and changed. And, you know, as a whole, we're kind of past, I don't want to say we're completely out of the weather market for the corn side, as some of the greater plains and still could you really use some beneficial drinks. But, you know, as we're entering into August, and, you know, if it's going to stay drier or warmer than usual, you know, that's still adding a little premium for the bean side. But honestly, the bean market's been the biggest, I don't want to say dog, but it's definitely the one that's carrying the weight downward. When you look at the bean chart, it's definitely not like the corn. It's been, since the last time we talked, it's quite a bit lower. You know, the July high, as I look, sit here and look, we're looking at 14.18, and this is off November, and today we're around a 13.37 market. So it's, you know, not quite a dollar, but 80 cents lower than some of the highs in July. And, you know, I really can't argue that because not a whole lot of bean activity has been going on the export side. So, you know, looking forward, we are still in the weather market, and, you know, each day that we, you know, as each day passes, we get one more day closer to harvest, and one more day we know what the crop is going to be. And, you know, at end of this month, we're going to start seeing the crop tours and pro farmer tour and have a really good idea of what we have out there. On the eastern Corn Belt, I think I said this last time, we're in a very good spot. Pretty much the east and southern Corn Belts are very good in terms of the weather we've received compared to the west. And, you know, some people are already looking at potentially record yield for corn in Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, some of these eastern states. We have to prove it yet, but just give me a sense of what some of the talk is out there. But then you have the other side of North Dakota, South Dakota, parts of Minnesota. How bad are they going to be to offweigh some of the good stuff? So I don't know. So lots of time to tell for the futures yet. You know, I really think if we do drift lower on the corn side, it's probably going to see China come in and buy some more. I'm not going to guarantee it, but I really think that every time we get towards the low of the lows that we've had, which is around 507, I think it was one of our lows for December, I really think if we start working our way there, China's going to come in and gobble up a lot more. A lot of analysts are expecting they actually have a bigger import program this year than they did last year, which is quite something.
Casey,
go ahead.
Let's take a short break, and we come back, I'll throw a couple more questions at you and wrap up the program.
Hi, this is Rusty Harmeyer. People have been turning to Halderman Real Estate and Farm Management Services for their farm management and real estate needs for over 90 years. All kinds of people, farm owners, investors, tenants, bankers, lenders, attorneys, accountants, in fact, anyone involved with a farm in any way. We have provided services from the occasional consultation to complete farm management and real estate brokerage to thousands of clients throughout the Midwest. Visit our website, halderman.com, where you can view current listings, take a virtual tour of our properties, check out dates for our upcoming auctions, or look up past sale results. If you have a farm-related issue, Halderman can help. Contact Chris or Lauren Peacock, Craig Springmeyer, or myself, Rusty Harmeyer, at halderman.com.
Back now with Casey Bruns of Cardinal Ethanol. And so, Casey, you was talking about right before the break. Do you think the total projected yields, you think that's going to be minus a little bit here? I mean, when they come out with the next report, do you think that yield prediction may come down, which would help the markets, obviously?
Yeah, I'm kind of neutral to lower on the USDA yield. If you asked me 3 months ago, I would have been in the, whoa, they're way too high, it needs to come off 3 to 4 bushels an acre. But like I said, our eastern crop just keeps getting better. The western crop did get some drinks. The question is how much abandonment is there? Because instead of taking a, you know, 30 bushel yield on this field, it becomes not harvested. So therefore, that 30 doesn't even factor in. Nice. So if you start having these good yields on a lower acre number, then the yield could be, you know, more reasonable around that 178, 179 area, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
So, you know, if they post like a 178, 179, even though it's just say a 180 yield, the question is what's the production acres or what's the harvested acres going to be? Because those could be, you know, lower for an overall lower production.
I guess up in your area, the guys you're working with, the guys you're seeing and talking to, I guess fungicides are probably kind of winding up now, and a lot of fungicides applied this year.
Yes, I would say that. And it felt like it was a little earlier than I thought, too, or maybe there was just so much more out there. I swear for a couple of weeks, all you did see was planes flying around or helicopters flying around applying it. That's for sure.
You hearing or seeing any disease in any of the beans up in your area?
I haven't yet. If there is some, I haven't really seen it, and guys aren't really talking about it. But, you know, I think some of these guys aren't I don't know. I'm just going to say there's probably not a ton yet. You know, some of these beans have a little rough start, a little too much water, and you can kind of see it out there. On the yield side, I'm not entirely sure what's going to happen because the crops look good on the bean fields out here, and it just we'll have to see how August weather goes. If it stays dry, it may not be as good as what we think. But I mean, a lot of analysts are expecting a 50 bushel average on the yield, which isn't too bad year in and year out.
I guess, are we kind of shaping up for a normal harvest, maybe early or later than
that? I think we're going to have it a little early on the corn side. I think there's going to be some incentives to get farmers out there in the field earlier than we have seen in the past. The bean side, probably not as much, but that's what it feels like on the corn side. We already have guys asking, you know, any type of drying specials or what anything specials we're going to go or be doing, and I can't say today that we won't be. I'll put it that way. We, with this tight crop, even though the East has decent stocks on paper, it doesn't quite feel like that out there. And more than likely, there will be farmers will be have some advantage or be able to take some advantage of some of the drying deals that some of these elevators or ethanol plants will put out there, including us.
Yeah. And I'm sure the guys you're working with, optimism is still really high.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no reason not to be.
Yeah, that's
point.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yep. And, you know, I still think last time we talked, you know, marketing plans are still vital. And, you know, if there's going to be a good crop out there, at some point, guys will want to start marketing and getting on the books. Because if it's going to be a good crop in the East, then logistics will start playing a factor and elevator space will play a factor.
Yep.
So it's just, you know, at the end of the day, making sure your marketing plan is still on par is key.
Okay. Well, Casey, thank you so much again for your comments for today, and look forward to talking to you again here in 4 or 6 weeks and see what happens between now and then.
Okay. Sounds good. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. That wraps it up for this week's show. Join me again next time. Until then, everyone, stay healthy and stay safe. So long, everybody.
Crop Talk is brought to you by Halderman Real Estate and Farm Management and by Harmeyer Auction and Appraisal Company. Thanks for listening. And join us next Sunday morning immediately after Community Caravan for Crop Talk with the Farm Doctor, John Williams. From the station proud to support our area growers and producers, Kix 96.